This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Democrats have shut down the government. You know, it's a Schumer shutdown. Oh, joy. With us now to discuss all of the fun that's not going on in Washington, D.C., is our 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. Congressman, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, thank you, John. It's good to be on the air again.
So I've got the list here of what Senate Democrats say they are. Well, and I guess, you know, House Democrats as well, for that matter, say they are demanding in return for their votes to reopen. And this comes from looks like this is from Fox and CNN. So bipartisan, but it's free health care for illegals. And no, we don't need to argue. I'm not going to put up with the D's that will tell me that because they are. I mean, yes, it's not federal, but it gets transferred to the states and then the states use it to subsidize. So, yes, it's free health care for illegals. Restore NPR and PBS funding. You tell me if I'm wrong in any of this. Revoke rural hospital funding. So you actually did fund rural hospitals. They're going to take that away. Climate and DEI funding for foreign nations. And continue then Biden's Obamacare subsidies. And the price tag on this I've seen is like a trillion something, right?
Trillion and a half. Close to a trillion and a half.
So a trillion and a half dollars. And yet you passed the House, because I asked you when you came in, how come you're here and not doing your own job? And I loved your response, which is, well, you did your job.
Yeah, we did our job. Several weeks ago, the House Republicans voted to fund the government, fund it till November 21st. I mean, the problem stems back to we haven't been doing regular order for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, there's 12 appropriations bills that fund the different departments in the government. And, you know, calendar year or the fiscal year runs from October 1st to September 30th. And it's been since 1997, since all 12 of those have been done, completed, signed into law by September 30th. The House Appropriation Committee has passed all 12 out of the Appropriations Committee. And, you know, but unfortunately, just the clock ran out on September 30th with all the other things we've been working on with DOGE and with the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Working Families Tax Cuts Act and other things. Appropriations just didn't get done in time. So what
you passed
what
some we, of them though,
we've
right?
passed yeah. some of them out of the House. So, you know, what the speaker proposed and what we voted on several weeks ago was let's keep funding the government at the current levels until November 21st, allow the appropriations process to work out. Pass it through the House, pass it through the Senate, and whatever conference committee work gets done, passing those provisions. And the Democrats said, no, we're not going to do that. And even though they voted for these exact same funding levels in the appropriations last spring.
Yeah, well, and yeah, as from what I understand, this is the same budget they voted for 13 times under the previous administration, correct?
It really is. It's just a continuing resolution, which basically means you spend it to current levels. You don't start new programs. You don't change or improve programs or redirect that. It's just keeping the government open, keeping it funding so that we can continue to pay our military, continue to pay our Customs and Border Patrol agent, continue to pay the TSA agents at the airport and air traffic controllers. You know, all the things that a great nation has and should have. And the Democrats came back with a irrational proposal. They said, well, just to fund it till November 21st, we need to spend an extra $1.5 trillion, and do things like, as you mentioned, give free health care to illegal aliens and take money away from rural hospitals. I mean, that's what they're proposing to do in order to fund the government until November 21st.
And why did they think you all would agree to that?
They don't. They're hoping to get the media on their side, which they did, of course.
The Democrat media
is kind of redundant. And being able to talk about this message and make sure that there's enough angst out there. And, you know, the facts aren't on their side. I mean, Speaker Johnson pointed out on, you know, page 57, here's right where you said you're not going to fund the government for every operation unless you give free health care to illegal aliens.
I mean, the frustrating thing about this is it seems to me like Democrats want to basically want Joe Lunchpail to work 4 months a year for free so people who shouldn't even be here or don't want to work can get free health care, housing, food, and phones. I mean, that's basically what they're wanting.
It really is. And this is really focused on the discretionary spending, which is about 25% of the total spending of the government. So many other things are continuing to happen. We're still sending out Social Security checks, still making Medicare and Medicaid payments because those are mandatory programs, sometimes called mandatory programs or sometimes called entitlements. I call them automatic programs because they're set in law to happen based on the provisions that somebody's in, whether it's income or whether they've paid into Social Security or Medicare. But it gets back to the basics of the responsibility is to fund the government and make sure that we defend the country. Those are the two main responsibilities of the federal government.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We're talking with our 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. He's not one of your colleagues, but he's a colleague in the fact that he works in a building. And I want to ask you about the Democratic senator from Arizona, Senator Ruben Gallego. He was asked on CNN about not taking his own pay, or in his case, taking it. I know you, by the way, to your credit, you said the minute the shutdown, you issued a statement saying to hold back your pay, that you would not take pay during the shutdown. So today on CNN, Senator Gallego was asked about the fact that he is taking his pay, which, by the way, Roman mentioned that the senators get paid $174,000 a year. And Senator Gallego claimed he can't afford not to take his pay. But he's one of the guys who shut down the government. And the hypocrisy of this is so glaring. It was such a let them eat cake moment. And I don't even think he gets that.
Yeah, it really is a bad thought process that he's going through from the standpoint of saying he's voting to shut down the government. Just like all but one House Democrat voted to shut down the government, including Kansas Democrat, only Democrat, Sherese
Davis. So Sherese Davis, I was curious how she voted.
She voted to shut down the government. She voted not to fund the government, which in effect shut us down. And so all of these people, all the military folks, all of the Customs and Border Patrol agents, all the air traffic controllers and TSA agents are not getting paid. But you have this senator who's said the quiet thing out loud. The Democrats still want to get paid, even though their staff, their own staff's not going to get paid. But for Senator Gallego to say that he wants to still get his paycheck, regardless of what his staff's getting paid, or the responsibilities he has to oversee the government, that's just irresponsible, particularly when he voted against funding the government.
Yeah, you know, and it does remind me of the times, you know, that Chuck Schumer has been so public about you can't shut down government, it's wrong to shut down government, it's irresponsible to shut down government. I mean, do they even get the hypocrisy? Or, I mean, what do you think about the arguments that people say this is really about him facing a primary from AOC? Do you think there's anything true to that?
I think that is. I think this is a political position they're taking, and it's, as you said, the position they take depends on what politics and what political angle they want to play.
That's true.
And, you know, when I pulled up, I was looking at some pictures in my phone from 2018, the last time we really had a Schumer shutdown, and I had a big picture of a sign out there of, you know, let's stop the Schumer shutdown. And here we go again, having another Schumer shutdown, just because the Democrats don't want to fund the government. They don't want to step up and say, okay, we know we need to negotiate and have appropriations bills passed to fund the government. But instead of actually doing that, or instead of allowing time to finish that work between the House and the Senate, they're saying, well, let's shut the government down so that they can inflict pain on the American people.
If you had to guess, care to speculate how long this thing lasts?
Well, it's really in the Democrats' court. I mean, they have backed themselves into a corner by saying they're not going to fund the government unless they spend this extra $1.5 trillion. And it's just irrational from that standpoint. So I'd like to think that they will have thought through this over the weekend, now that we've been shut down for almost a week. And look at an approach of saying, okay, so let's open up the government. Let's continue the discussions. They still get input on the appropriations process.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it still is going to take 60 votes in the Senate to overcome a filibuster to pass a bipartisan agreement on appropriations for the next fiscal year.
$1.5 trillion we don't have, by the way. One quick question. I know I've got to let you run, but folks, I saw something else that you posted. By the way, I follow you on X. I recommend folks do. You posted a lengthy op-ed that you wrote, or an article that you wrote, where you talked about Social Security and the importance of maintaining Social Security and how folks can be, you know, that it's an economic security lifeline to millions. This is something that's very important to you, that you've worked a lot to make sure that not only it's there, but that it's sustainable. I mean, that's something I was just surprised you're passionate about it.
Yeah, it really is. And I chose to take the role of chairman of the Social Security Subcommittee, which is part of one of our subcommittees on the Ways and Means. And, you know, we look at, you know, it's been in place 90 years. The 90 years ago was when the law was passed to implement Social Security. And, you know, when it was put in place, average life expectancy was 63. And so it was set up to say,
you and I are about to 63 at this point.
If you've lived beyond that and you get to 65, then the program that you pay into, the insurance program that you pay into as a worker, you get a little assistance back from the credit that you've earned in doing that work. And so, you know, it was set up there as to help out with, you know, reducing the poverty level in the senior citizens and helping them with, you know, the end of their life, for those folks that actually have lived longer than the average life expectancy. And unfortunately, you know, as we've seen now, lifespans are getting longer. I mean, the average lifespan at birth is about 74. The average lifespan for somebody who reaches age 65 is about 84. And so, you know, we need to look at some of those things about how do we adjust that. We actually have fewer workers now, partly because of technology, but we have fewer workers per retiree. So we've got to get in and make those hard decisions. And we're kind of when in 1983, they made some changes so that the baby boomers, when they were working, built up the trust fund and so that it would be there when the baby boomers were retiring. Well, now we're in the midst of that retirement of the baby boomers. We're seeing that that fund's going to run out in 2032. And so we've got to address that. We've got to get serious. We've got to be adults in the room and say, this is a program that has worked, and we want to make sure that it continues to work for the next 90 years.
Well, I'm glad that, and you're right, we have to make sure that it's sustainable. And that may mean that we have to make sure that it's there for people in our generation, in the next generation, and in the ones to follow. So I'm glad to see that someone's taking a serious look.
It really is. And you know, you can't ask a millennial or a Gen Z or Gen X and to think they're going to get anything out of Social Security. And the problem is that the trust fund only gets so much money based on what's put in by workers. So when we have fewer workers per retiree in 2032, it's not like there'll be $0. It'll be about 77, 76 cents on the dollar. So people that are currently getting it will get a haircut, and the people that aren't getting it will get less than what they expected. So we've got to, like I said, we've got to be adults. We've got to address this. The sooner we address it, the easier it'll be to solve.
Ron, I appreciate you taking the time. If folks are interested, they want to connect with you. I know I get your Ron's Reads. What's the best way to sign up for that, for example?
Yeah, you can contact us one of two ways. I mean, estes.house.gov, and you know, get into newsletter and get information from us there. Or on the campaign side, you can go to estesforcongress.com. And you know, we don't sell your email addresses or that, but it depends. You get information on both fronts there. The official and the campaign have to be kept separate, and we do keep those separate, so you can get either information from both.
Well, and I appreciate you. I wish you the best. I hope this thing ends soon. But again, it's not in your hands, really.
Yeah, I really do. I do too. I hope that some common sense comes back into the minds of the Democrats in terms of thinking, let's keep the government open. That's the responsibility.
That may be a big
American
ask,
people elect them for. So,
Congressman, thank you again. Thank you for joining us. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.